Process number 12. Wouldn't it be nice if? When to use this process? When you find yourself leaning toward the negative and therefore offering resistance, and you want to turn it around to something more positive. When you are already feeling good, and you want to focus more specifically on certain areas of your life to make them even better. Or when you want to gently guide a negative or potentially negative conversation to a more positive place for your benefit or to gently guide someone else. Current emotional set point range. This wouldn't it be nice if process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 4, positive expectation or belief, and number 16, discouragement. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. When you say, "I want this thing to happen that hasn't happened yet," you're not only activating the vibration of your desire, but you are also activating a vibration of the absence of your desire. So, nothing changes for you. And often, even when you do not speak the second part of the sentence, and you say only, "I want this to happen," there is an unspoken vibration within you that continues to hold you in a state of not allowing your desire. But when you say, "Wouldn't it be nice if this desire would come to me?" you achieve a different sort of expectation that is much less resistant in nature. Your question to yourself naturally elicits from you a more positive, expectant response. And so, this simple but powerful game will cause a raising of your vibration and an improvement in your point of attraction because it naturally orients you toward the things that you want. The "wouldn't it be nice if" process will help you let in the things that you've been asking for on all subjects. Wouldn't it be nice if we had the best time we've ever had with these friends? Wouldn't it be nice if the traffic is light and we have a wonderful trip? Wouldn't it be nice if I had a really productive day at work? Or the subject may be to find a wonderful new relationship. For instance, wouldn't it be nice if I found the most spectacular partner who adores me in the same way that I adore him? Wouldn't it be nice if I find someone and we waltz off into the sunset together? Wouldn't it be nice if there's somebody out there who's looking for somebody just like me? The reason the "wouldn't it be nice if" game is so important and so powerful is because when you say, "wouldn't it be nice if," you are choosing something that you want and you're being soft and easy about it. In other words, it's not the end of the world. It's a much softer vibration. For example, let's say if you want to reduce your body weight, here is a "wouldn't it be nice if" example for you. Wouldn't it be nice if I stumbled onto something that really worked for me? Wouldn't it be nice if my metabolism began to cooperate with me a little more? Wouldn't it be nice if the desires that I've been holding for a long time sort of came to a peak like a guiding light? Wouldn't it be nice if I could meet someone who's just run across something that really worked for them, which would light a fire in me? Wouldn't it be nice if I could reclaim the body weight I had when I was such and such an age? Wouldn't it be nice if I looked like I did in this picture? Your logic would tell you, "Hey, I've been at this for a long time. If I knew how to do it, or if I was good at it, I'd have already gotten it done." So you're contradicting your own desire, and so you would hold yourself in that vibration. However, when you're playing "wouldn't it be nice if," much of that vibration is diffused. For instance, "wouldn't it be nice if my physical body came into alignment with my dream? Wouldn't it be nice if I discovered this to be much easier than it's ever been before? Wouldn't it be nice if I came into energy alignment and everything around me came into vibrational harmony with that? Wouldn't it be nice if the cells of my body cooperate with the mental picture that I'm holding? Wouldn't it be nice if I could feel ease about my body? Wouldn't it be nice if my physical body began responding differently to food? Wouldn't it be nice if I began feeling a greater inspiration to exercise? Wouldn't it be nice if the food-burning characteristics of my body kicked into high gear and this process turned into an easy, almost effortless scenario? Wouldn't it be nice if my ideas about food came into alignment so that I find myself taking such pleasure from foods that are really in vibrational harmony with what my body wants and needs?" By softly playing this game, what happens is that you hold yourself in this place of alignment. The other thing you could do is get off that subject altogether and never think about it again. But that is a difficult thing to do because your body sort of goes everywhere you go. In other words, it's hard to get that off your mind. So, since it is hard to get it off your mind, you almost have to force yourself to choose pleasant "wouldn't it be nice if" thoughts. One more thing. Do not expect instant results. Know that it is coming into being in its perfect time. In other words, you've been encouraging, through your thought and behavior, a cellular community, a large part of which you're about to extinguish. And so there is some cellular cooperation that's going to take place. And all cells are willing to cooperate. They're not sacrificing. They're not holding little cellular funerals in advance. There's no mourning going on as in, ah, she's going to kill 25% of us. What is happening is that there's a sort of collective alignment. Your cells are getting ready, you see. And in that preparation and in that readiness, all kinds of things are beginning to come into alignment. Things that you could not orchestrate even if you tried. Your body knows what to do. Your body has come into active agreement and alignment with all of this. So, as you play the gentle wouldn't it be nice if game, leave the rest of your physical apparatus to the cellular knowing, which means that it's not your job to be the food police. It's not your job to be the exercise police any more than it is your job to decide what cell has to go. Whatever the subject of your desire, there is an orchestration that is being taken care of in response to the wouldn't it be nice if game that you're playing. So whenever you play this game and you trust that everything else will come into alignment, it will.